In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 2, beginning at verse 11. One day when Moses had grown up, he went out to his people and looked on their burdens. And he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his people. He looked this way and that, and seeing no one, he struck down the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. When he went out the next day, behold, two Hebrews were struggling together. And he said to the man in the wrong, "Why do you strike your companion?" He answered, "Who made you a prince and judge over us? Do you mean to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?" Then Moses was afraid, and thought, "Surely the thing is known." When Pharaoh heard of it, he sought to kill Moses. But Moses fled from Pharaoh and stayed in the land of Midian. On this day, the church commemorates Moses. Moses was an Israelite of the tribe of Levi, who was raised in the palace of Pharaoh by the daughter of Pharaoh. One day, when he saw an Egyptian beating one of his own people, he killed the Egyptian. And the next day, he saw two Hebrews fighting, and stepped in to stop them. Moses thought what he was doing was right, or at least necessary. He was protecting his people, as if he were a king. Notice, though, the way Moses looks both ways before killing the Egyptian. He thought he was in the right, but only if no one else saw. And look how troubled when he finds out that someone did see, and now his life was in danger. So he thought he was righteous, but he was only hiding his guilt in the sand. You too may think you are doing what is right, or at least you're doing what you have to do, what is necessary. You think you're doing right, but you really just want to be prince, or princess, or the judge. But that only works if no one sees what you have truly done, what you have hidden in the sand, what you think no one saw. And then someone finds out, even the king finds out. What shall we do? What if, instead of Moses as our hero, there is someone greater than Moses? Instead of one of our kin, who was raised as royalty, who comes now to rule us, the actual Son of God comes down to be our brother, raised among us. What if instead of using power and violence to enact vengeance upon those who hurt us, the things that burden us, or to stop us from hurting ourselves and fighting with each other, what if he allows himself to be beaten and killed in plain sight of all, even in the sight of God, the Father, the King? And having done that, he needs not flee, but returns to his true home, to his royal throne, and now reigns there as prince and judge. We have such a one, of course, Jesus Christ. But this is his judgment: not to kill us for what we have done to our enemies, what we have done to our friends, or family, or strangers alike. But he wishes to rescue us, to save us, to free us. In fact, that's also what God wanted to do through Moses, and he did in the Exodus, but that's another story. Ultimately, it is in the work of Jesus that God brings his whole plan of our salvation to fulfillment. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, In the life of your servant Moses, you reveal what you have intended and accomplished for our salvation, even as it directs us to the person and work of your Son, Jesus Christ. Keep us steadfast in faith in him, that we may receive your gifts in and through this same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.